The reading is Luke chapter 11 on page 1042, beginning at verse 1. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' Then the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
Right. We're just looking at the first four verses of Luke 11 today. We've got these 2 weeks thinking about prayer, and sort of handouts for everyone today. So most people, you've just got the back of the notice sheet. There are a few headings just taking us through, and then lasers and other teens, there's this handout for you. So we're thinking about prayer. We're thinking about prayer, and we know that's important. You know that's important, don't you? If you are a Christian, you know that you should pray. So you lasers who are with us here today, you lasers, years of rigorous Sunday club training, if it has taught you one thing, hasn't it? That pray, is often the answer to one of the questions, isn't it? So you know that if you happen to doze off one morning in lasers, and you know, you're in that cupboard, you know they meet in a cupboard or sort of storeroom, and it's quite hot in there, I should think, some days. You know, if you, I know your leaders are brilliant and energetic and creative, but you happen to doze off, and then you suddenly come round, you realise one of them is asking you a question, saying directly to you, "So what does this mean in practice?" You kind of know, if you say, pray about it, then that might be quite a good answer. Sorry to give away tips on that sort of thing, but we all know, don't we, that prayer is absolutely vital to the Christian life. We often say that being a Christian means having a personal relationship with God. Well, relationships need communication, don't they? And in the Christian life, we listen to God as we read the Bible, and then we speak to God in prayer. So prayer is essential. You know it. I know it. But it's not easy, is it? So if I were to ask you, to come around and ask you, how's your prayer life at the moment? Then I'm sure you would say, well, a bit like sort of proved earlier, that you would say, well, it's not what it should be. It's not what it should be. Maybe you've fallen out of the habit of praying. Maybe you do pray, but it's such a rush. It's so token that you feel you're barely praying at all. Or maybe, you know, apart from a few desperate lines that you throw up during the day, you can't really remember the last time you deliberately set aside time to pray. So my aim today is to help you with your prayer life. Problem is, though, who am I to do that? I'm no expert on prayer, And to be honest, my own prayer life is often pretty shabby. And being very honest, I have been finding praying a real struggle recently. So for me to offer help to you, to presume to help you with your prayer life, it might seem like the blind leading the blind. Except it's not me who's going to be teaching you to pray, okay? We do have an expert here today who knows all about prayer, and his prayer life is perfect. He can really help us, and he, of course, is Jesus. Just look with me again at verse 1. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." I really like the way the disciples ask that. They say, they see him praying, and they say, "Lord, you seem to know what you're doing with prayer. Help us. Help us to do what you do. Teach us to pray," they say to Jesus. And that's our request this morning. So let's press pause there. Let's ask him. Let's pray now. Lord, we confess that we don't pray as we should, but we do know how vital it is to pray. So help us. Open our eyes as we look at your word here and teach us to pray for your glory. Amen. So we're listening to Jesus, the expert. Okay, let's see what he says. He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father.'" And I want to suggest to you that that very first word teaches us the most important lesson about prayer. And we're going to spend most of our time, okay, most of our time is going to be spent on that one word. What I mean is, when it comes to prayer, the thing that matters most of all is who you're praying to and your relationship with them. And if you address God as Father and you know what you're doing, that shows actually you understand the gospel. Because if you think about it, it's an odd thing to do, to address God in such an intimate family way. Because who is God? Think about it. Now, God is the creator of the universe. He's the almighty, eternal God who is infinitely powerful and pure and holy. Who do you think you are calling him Dad, effectively? I mean, have you lost your mind? I mean, Muslims regard it as a total blasphemy to presume to call God Father. What are we doing? Except, you see, they don't know God. They don't know the living God who has revealed himself to us in Jesus, the God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You see, when the disciples find Jesus praying to the Father, he's doing something that he has been doing for, well, forever, for all eternity. It's perfectly natural for Jesus, the Son, to call God Father. But for us, it's not natural, is it? Because our sin cuts us off from relationship with God. You know that, you've heard that. Sinners have no right to approach God at all. But hopefully you've also heard that all that changes with the gospel. The amazing news of how God the Son came into the world and he became a human being like us. You heard how he went to the cross to pay for our sin, to deal with that barrier so that you could be forgiven